The Houthis and Hybrid Maritime Warfare.
Introduction. On the 23rd of August, the Houthis, a Yemen-based rebel group, attacked a Greek flagged vessel in the Red Sea, causing an oil leak and threatening an environmental catastrophe in one of the world's most frequently used waterways. On the 2nd of September, the group attacked a Saudi and a Panama-flagged oil tanker in the same sea area using a combination of missiles and one-way attack drones. These attacks are part of a broader campaign carried out by the Houthi rebels since Israel's war on Gaza that involve hybrid maritime warfare. Since October 2023, the Yemen-based group has attacked more than 100 commercial and military ships in the Red Sea. The Houthi movement claimed that they viewed any vessel connected to Israel or heading to or from there as legitimate targets. However, in practice, they have conducted indiscriminate attacks on ships from various nations. Hybrid maritime warfare. The Houthis actions perfectly align with what leading US defense intellectual Frank G. Hoffman once called hybrid maritime warfare. Hoffman has defined hybrid maritime warfare as a form of warfare combining asymmetric naval tactics, sophisticated weapons, and terrorist activity. He argued that Iran and Iraq's systematic attacks against merchant vessels in the late 1980s, which became known as the Tanker War, exemplified maritime hybrid warfare. A non-state armed group, the Houthis, has now adopted this method of warfare. The Houthis possess advanced military capabilities, including anti-ship cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, aerial drones, and uncrewed naval drones. The group has primarily targeted commercial vessels in their attacks, with these actions against Red Sea shipping clearly constituting maritime terrorism. They have also attacked military ships. In early March, the rebels used naval missiles and drones against several American and Allied warships in the Red Sea. Such attacks can be classified as guerrilla warfare at sea. The group's combination of advanced conventional capabilities with asymmetric naval warfare tactics, characterized by surprise attacks on enemy ships and efforts to avoid military response, represents a hybrid maritime threat. But who are the Houthis, and what drives them to pursue such a campaign? Who are the Houthis? The Houthi movement, also referred to as Ansar Allah, supporters of God, is a Yemen-based armed political and religious organization associated with and acts on behalf of the country's Shia Muslim minority, the Zaydis. The Houthi rebels captured Yemen's largest and capital city, Sana'a, in 2014 and have since waged a fierce and protracted civil conflict against the Yemeni government, which is itself supported by the Saudi Arabia-led Sunni alliance. The Houthis currently wield substantial political power in Zaydi-majority areas of Yemen. Why are the Houthis attacking ships at the Red Sea? The Houthis, alongside various non-state actors, including Hezbollah, Hamas, and Qatar Hezbollah, identify themselves as part of the Iranian-led axis of resistance against Israel and the United States. Since Israel's war on Gaza, the rebel group has fired more than 200 drones and cruise missiles at Israeli territory to show its solidarity with Hamas. Houthi leaders have repeatedly warned of escalating and more sophisticated military assaults against Israel, calling for an end to Israel's brutal war on Gaza. As previously noted, the Houthi rebels have also carried out attacks against dozens of merchant and naval vessels in the Red Sea, regardless of their connection to Israel or its allies. These actions aim to disrupt international shipping and create anxiety among countries that support or at least do not contradict Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis and Iran. The main factor giving the Houthis access to advanced weapons is their close ties with Iran. The Houthi movement engages in sectarian geopolitical projects in alignment with Tehran's pursuit of regional hegemony. In return, Iran has largely supported the Houthi rebels, enabling them to use a wide range of advanced conventional weapons. The Houthis and Hezbollah. The Houthi movement is widely recognized as one of Iran's proxies in the Middle East. While Iran is arguably the primary supporter of the Houthis, it is not the only political entity providing assistance. Hezbollah also supplies weapons, military advice, and training to the Houthi rebels. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah has consistently denied any direct involvement in the Yemeni civil war. However, The Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition have presented some evidence suggesting that Hezbollah commanders are training Houthi fighters. In fact, several members of Hezbollah and the Houthis have actually admitted that Hezbollah experts have been involved in training the Houthis. Implications. We must recognize that violent non-state groups like the Houthis are learning organizations, refining their modes of warfare, and adapting their tactics and strategies in accordance with changing operational circumstances. So, the Houthis hybrid maritime warfare demonstrates a precedent that could be copied, imitated, or used, in whole or in part, by other non-state armed actors. By targeting commercial and military vessels alike, the Houthis not only disrupt international shipping, but also pose a significant threat to global security. Moreover, as has been the case with the recent attacks, the Houthis' attacks threaten an environmental catastrophe. Houthi attacks on ships keep the Gaza war in the spotlight, undermine the economic interests of states that fail to adequately condemn Israel's actions, and serve to distract Israel. So, it would not be incorrect to claim that the Houthis maritime hybrid warfare has proven effective, although it has not brought a halt to the Israel-Gaza war. The Houthis' success in leveraging advanced weaponry and asymmetric tactics as he could inspire similar groups to adopt these methods, potentially leading to increased maritime threats worldwide. This evolution highlights the need for robust international responses to prevent the proliferation of such methods among other rebel groups. It should be noted that Washington and its allies' efforts to neutralize Houthi attacks on vessels have so far failed. Conclusion. Since Israel's war on Gaza, the Houthis have been waging a hybrid warfare at sea against its adversaries, combining asymmetric naval tactics with sophisticated military capabilities. The Houthis' ability to deploy and employ advanced weapons primarily stems from their strong ties with Iran and Hezbollah. The Houthis' adoption of hybrid maritime warfare marks an evolution in the tactics of non-state actors. Risking of other non-state groups emulating these tactics increases. Addressing such threats requires a coordinated international response to prevent the further proliferation of such dangerous strategies. Main footu courtesy of Indian Navy.